All right, not hearing anything. I want to wish everybody a good evening on frequency. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, meeting here every Thursday for about an hour from 8 to 9 o'clock. And everything is fair game. Throw anything on the table. Trains, planes, automobiles, ham radio, and it will become part of the discussion tonight. You got Bob over here, Lobi, WA2AXZ in Brooklyn. This time, I'll stand by, see if we have any of the usual suspects checking in. Come on in.
This is NB2A repeater on at the link of 24 hours.
All right. It was an interesting break there. Again, this is K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, and we'll be looking for check-ins. Come on in. The call, WB2YZX, KF2WR, WB2PQR, KB2VEQ. Any of the regulars from K2IRT on frequency? Come on in. It looks like something tells me it's going to be a very quiet night tonight on 2 meters. Again, this is K2IRT, looking for check-in.
Part of the 8th floor.
I just looked for
the subtleties and everything. It's a $30 thing. We were all kicking in. I haven't even paid my $30 yet, but that's, you know, it's just for pizza and the gift or whatever. And if you want to come in and hang out, by all means, do so.
Sounds good, about 12 noon, right?
I'll be over about 12. You got this big storeroom there that belongs to me. You can come in, hang out, and use my office over there that I never use.
Alright. If I don't get any upcoming phone calls from the museum, I'll try to make it there.
That's good. So other than that, haven't heard you for a couple of weeks. You've been busy?
I've been busy. I think I was on last week. I don't remember. But, yes, I've been busy. In a very good way. But, I'm not sure who the other station is in there, but let me say hello. My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island, WB2YZX. Back to you, Logan.
WB2BUY in Mobile, heading up to the Bronx.
Clouds and everything, but it must have been so unimpressive that they said nothing about it on the news. So, hey, listen, who knows? Who knows? Maybe that one solar flare will finally get that big sunspot, right?
Yeah, we need a lot of sunspots here. I mean, it's really been terrible. Like I said, I thought by now things would improve, but whatever. I've been doing a lot of satellite work, and that's fun, and that's what's been pretty much keeping me busy.
Charlie, hang in there one second. I was hoping Andy would come, KF2WR, find out how his hand is doing. He chopped up his fingers, and I just wanted to see how he's doing out there, if he checks in or not. Now let's just pause and see if anyone else wants to join the K2IRT group. Come on.
N2LTV, Marcus, Southeast Queens. Good evening to everybody. Heard Charlie out there. Charlie is the reason I'm here today. I saw him, I believe it was yesterday, and I said, okay, tomorrow's the net. You got to remember to check in. I am home. And just sitting down watching a Yankee game, so I remembered to check in this time. And good evening to Val and the other station out there. Back to net, N2LTV.
Everything. I found out that it's supposed to keep the house a little bit cooler. Not that even though we had 28 days so far and 90 degree weather, you're not going to find too much cool around here. All right, Val, and everybody, welcome back to K2IRT. And definitely, again, I was hoping that Andy would have come in and just give us a progress update on his fingers there. Probably have to get him a phone call at the house and see what he's up to. So, other than me babysitting, I've been busy as all heck just trying to get things done around the house. And had the park department come in and take the tree down in front of my house. I was always looking at that tree, thinking maybe on the outset I'd throw a piece of wire over it, try to get a dipole up. But the good people of the utility companies came in, and they decided to trim the tree. Unfortunately, they trimmed the entire street side, and they left this whole thing precariously hanging over my house. So I would have had to go. If anyone's looking for firewood, they left the logs and the parking space out in the front. Let's go back up to the top and pick up K2PUY, somewhere on Northern Boulevard heading to the Bronx. Come on in.
K2PUY, your name is Sam, Sierra Alpha Mike. How you doing? Just a couple of thoughts about some of miscellaneous subjects. With everything that's been going on and the people that have been laid off, the provisionals and so on, on top of that, now we've got a lot of inspections and a lot of surprise visits from IGs and so on. And it's like the old days of speakies and so on. And morale is really, really in the dump. You know, even, you know, people who normally are, you know, pretty good, you know, they're down in the dump, the heat, and, you know, the inspections is just... you know, it's just annoying, you know. It's hard to keep people on the job. So, you know, just a little ramification of what's going on. It's a lot like the old days of, you know, defense, when they were cutting back. That's just a thought, you know, what's going on. And it makes life a little more difficult than it needs to be.
Unfortunately, that's what's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. But again, one of the historians and I were talking about it, and they're slowly getting rid of all the important people that run the things in the background. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to start... hold on one second. What do you mean? Oh, the basset hound looking for his bone. This is what they did before they privatized everything and all these other companies. And the way the city's going and the way the state's going with all these authorities, the power authority, the thruway authority, everybody's going belly up because there's no money. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut us loose yet.
Absolutely. You know, it's sort of a sneaky way to avoid having to appropriate the money directly. All these authorities, thank you, Robert Moses, but that's the model probably doesn't work very well anymore. Just on another thought, you know, we're talking about propagation. Just finding that 20 meters has been really, really good. You know, just had a nice, easy refusal with somebody in western Chile, right in the center of the country yesterday, and nice loud.
WB2YZX, there's a lot of that on 10 meters in the satellite work there. Just curious, Charlie, you're still with us. Did you find any opening? You like that?
Well, during the daytime, better in the evening. And like I said, I've been doing mostly satellite stuff, so I really haven't listened on 10 that much. I listen to the beacons, but haven't.
There you go. We never know. You never know. As I said, I stay on all the HF bands. I really don't get the 10 meter that much. Matter of fact, I don't know if the Margarita net broke up or not, but I don't even hear them anymore, so I'd have to check and see if they're still on 10 meters night times and weekends too. All right. Well, let's go down the list then, and we'll see if Marcus has anything to add into the pile. Come on in, Marcus. LTV, you got the K2IRC.
This is N2LTV. Lobby, when I was hooking up the radio here, I heard you talking about, the layoffs, and you didn't mention Wally, but you said something about a co-worker of his? Did I make it in?
They have a whole, not even a business section, this is like a communication section that works with company newsletters. They go out and they work with the TV stations, all the press people. They laid off the entire press corps. Every once in a while you see these guys, Charlie Seaton, anytime a disaster happens on the subway, they always go to Charlie Seaton or they go to a couple of the other people that are on staff. And they're all gone now.
Wow. I guess they don't see that as important. And they just letting them go. I read the Chiefs this week and it's saying they're letting off 202 more station agents. I hope this is the end. A lot of people losing their job. I believe I'm safe, but you never know. But a lot of people losing their job out there. It's rough.
Never know.
WP2PQR in Brooklyn. That's T-E-Y. William Baker 2, Panama, Quebec, Romeo. WB2-TQR. Name is Abe. Abel Baker Echo.
Good evening, Abe. How you doing this evening?
Come on in and make one, Abe.
Infamous coming in tonight. Probably because of the weather.
All right, I don't know what we're talking about. I was trying to get in for a little while. Glad to meet you. Marcus, I retired from E&E 3 years ago. And I guess they saw the handwriting on the wall, and when the going gets rough, the rough gets going. It's time to really get rid of some of the big guys. I think they had a big thing in the newspaper today about how a guy makes $300,000 or something like that, and the chateau in his house in France.
Which paper was that in? I need to get it.
Daily News.
Okay, I'm sure I can get that tomorrow. It'd be one of the desks or something like that. You said you, what department?
I was an elevator and escalator.
Whatever they want for any repairs, good.
I came in on time, before time.
One of those, hurry up, quick, get the contract in, we'll pay anything, and and then we'll pay for it for many years to come.
Oh, yeah, most of the time, those are like one of the highest priority escalators in the system. Third and left, because of the quantity of people there. Now they had elevators, one elevator there too, so. But they opened up some other escalators when they opened up the other end. But it gets so bad that we couldn't get any parts that we had to buy it from Germany, have it air freighted in, and we picked it up at the airport to put it in service.
Just add that to the other ever-increasing set of horror stories that's called the transit system there. Well, as they said, Dave, we've been talking about it before. They're busy making their changes. They're busy laying it off. And again, one of the historians I work with is thinking this is how the companies start to diverse themselves, to try to get rid of people, and then they turn it private. And they wouldn't be surprised if they're starting to think about that, turning the subways and the buses back into private enterprises. Eh, we'll see what happens, Abe. You never know what's going to happen. All right. Well, we've got Abe out there. Got the whole gang from K2IRD. Charlie, you going to make the little announcement about Ken? Maybe get more interest?
Yeah, Ken, K2UR, is officially retired, but they're having a little get-together from tomorrow at J Street. Just being what? 30 bucks, you know, for gift of the pizza and everything, if anybody wants to come along. It'll be about 12 o'clock, I'm guessing, tomorrow at Chase Street on the 8th. So if anybody wants to stop by all means do so. And I gotta get out of here, guys, so I'll be listening in the kitchen. So hello to Abe and Val and Marcus and everybody else, but I'm gonna be on the WB2YZX is clear.
I appreciate it, Molly. So if anyone wants to go to Kent's little retirement at J Street, just be at J Street, 370 J Street, 8th floor. And looks like they're going to have a little pizza party and a get-together for them. And why not? Why not? I'm going to try my best to be out there. And with that, let's go down the list again and see if KC2PY is still out there, man. How you doing with the draft? Hey, we're getting up to the van. Let's give it back up to Marcus and to LTV. And Marcus, Sal Tomasillo still up there in signals?
He's over there in Livingston. He's in operations engineering. I'm in CPM, signal engineering. But we started in the same place, so we know each other from there.
I hear progress is being made on that Rockaway test track. They're supposed to build another substation out at Patterson Island and a test facility. They're going to turn the old flywheel house into a modern signal test facility for EMI and other factors there. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that, and I got to try to get more involved with the EMI testing. We just had a contractor come in and give us a little class on EMI, so looks very interesting. Got to get my fingers in there. So, I didn't see missing days of work. Is he okay?
Well, he was up last week. Matter of fact, last week he sent me an email, and I didn't know it was him that had his fingers chopped up. Apparently, he was playing with his model plane, and he put his hand in the propeller, and it sliced and diced his fingers. And he sent me a picture of everything all sewed up, and oh, God. And originally, I thought it was just, one of those things you get off the internet. I found out it was him when I went to 53rd Street, and they told me the story. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Terrible. Well, if he was able to send you the email, I guess, he's alive and he's still kicking, but I guess his hands are bothering him. I wish him well. I hope he don't lose too many days at work.
Without a doubt, all our best wishes are with him. All right, Marcus, let's go down the list again and give it up to Val. Val's roofing service over there. Now that Val finished his roof, are we going to finally put up the tower and the monster high gain beam? KP2VEQ, you got the K2IRT group.
Well, if you already had a hole in the roof, you could have put the tower through it.
Actually, it wasn't a hole. I stripped off all the old shingles and felt paper, and everything looked pretty good. Just cleaned up, pulled the nails out, and just came back with the same, but only better. I had to remove my antenna. One of the guy wires was over on that side, and actually right on the hip to the 160 there, Lobi, you know, it's on the side. So I had to take the wire off of that, so it's kind of dangling a little bit, but not too bad. But it did get wet right after we finished. Rain really poured after that. So I didn't go back up on the ladder. I pulled it down and laid it on the side. And in the morning, I'm going to go fishing. So I won't be able to do it in the tomorrow morning, maybe in the afternoon. So it's that's my reward. I think I'm going to go sea bass out of Freeport. So that's my reward for keeping the house dry. WA2AXV, KB2VEQ.
You're definitely going to have fun when you go out to Freeport. That's a good place to head out there. You know what I used to do is, I just came in from Massapequa. I was babysitting my grandson. And once in a while, maybe once a month, I treat myself. And I head down Long Beach Road to Peter's Clam Bar. And I get a piled high plate of the fried clams. I pig out. it's just something that I find I have to do once in a while, Dad.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll be right over in that area, Guy Lombardi and that strip where all the boats leave from. We'll grab a boat out of there and one of these, I don't know how many people they have, 60 or 70, 80 people on the boat, fishing party boats. But I'm going to take my rain gear because it looks like, well, they were talking about a chance of rain, so they said that today, and we got some, so I'm a fisherman, so I don't care about the rain, just prepare for it and keep on fishing. WA2AXV, KB2V.
All right, keep you in mind now, because every springtime, I had to figure out late May, early June, the gang from the power department gets together with Third Rail and others, and they get a boat out of Sheepshead Bay and they have a fishing party there. So the next time they decide to put that open for us, I'll let you know, Ged.
Yeah, roger that. And I know there's another guy that sits, I think it's the IRT section. And a stocky, short guy, I think he's on the PMs. I'm not sure if his name is Adams or something like that, but right outside the office, he sits on that end. I know there's a couple of guys that I may be describing, but he's a fisherman also, and he had given me a pamphlet for Hyannis Port in Massachusetts, and I did get the Helen H. out of that. I didn't catch a thing, but it was the end of August. I guess the weather was a little rough, and nobody caught anything. So, but you know how it is. A bad day fishing beats a good day at work. And, oh, yeah, Marcus, you were asking about Wally. Yeah, they cut Wally loose a few weeks ago. So he's at least I haven't heard from him, not even on the Internet. But I think Lobi said he was going to be looking for him. WA2AXZ, KB2VQ.
Oh, my goodness. That really hits home. I really don't know anybody else who got laid off. But now that really hits home. That's terrible.
Yeah, definitely,
without a doubt. And I don't think he had enough time to really retire either, so he's trying to figure out, well, where is he going to go and what's he going to do from here. But he's probably going to take it easy for a little bit and then figure out what to go from here. Again, they stay threatened and they carry through with their threats. They said by the end of this year, they're going to try to get rid of anywhere between 1,500 to 2,000 people. And they did a number in the bus garages to the point now where they don't have relief drivers anymore. And I see it a lot on my B2 run over here. If the driver doesn't show up for work or he gets called down for a drug test, they leave that run open. So you got people waiting on the corner for a good 40, 50 minutes for another bus. And that seems to be happening citywide now. And you know something? I don't hear anybody complaining. Nobody's saying boo. You heard a couple of disgruntled people out there, and that was it. Like everybody's resigned to the fact that we're screwed. What a shame, what a shame. All right, let's give it up to Abe now. WB2PQR, Abe. You got the K2 IRT group.
All right, very good. Yeah, I feel sorry for those guys. I know what it was like. I'm running back in the early 70s when it was really bad times. So they were talking about layoffs at the time, but I had my military, so I didn't really have any problems with that because they had to get rid of everybody else first. Now, you might want to hear a little story about subcontracting out of the elevators and escalators. If you want to hear it, I'll give you a short dissertation on it. When they were putting in the escalators at 53rd Street and 3rd and Lex and all the new ones, the New Orleans case that they were putting in from Germany, they hired a consultant to see how much it would cost to subcontract out all the new escalators and leave the old escalators for us. And it always came down to where they were going to get it. The only drawback, holding.
Yeah, try it one more time. Everything after drawback disappeared. B2PQR, Abe, you still with us? You dropped out.
I guess he drew back.
Where was I?
The word
drew back, and that was it. Then you disappeared.
Okay, did you get what I was saying, or just missed the end, or the whole thing?
Everything after they broke up the elevators and they tried to contract out the old and the new.
The drawback was.
If I lost, I don't know why this thing went shut. Maybe it shut down because it got overheated. But they were going to subcontract it out. It almost came to fruition, except for the TA was supposed to be responsible for all accidents that happened on the escalators. And escalators have accidents all the time. And that's what killed the deal. Otherwise, it would have gone through.
Now the lawyers got involved. Well, the lawyers kill any kind of a deal.
Yep. So, they wouldn't give 24 hours. In other words, if somebody gets hurt or there's an accident, we're there within 20 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on where our locations are. And we get served, you know, they get service accidents right away. And also entrapments, you know, people would get entrapped. And they would be getting them out right away, and that they couldn't give them that kind of service, so it never came through. But the escalators aren't too bad, but you know, with the environment that it's in, it just didn't hold up. And the quote unquote superintendent at the time didn't. He came in from D&D, and he had no idea what he was doing. Sending it back to you, and toss it around. WB2PQR on the group, K2RT repeated.
WB2PQR and the K2RT group, and the WA2A exit.
Yeah, as I said, I don't think anyone other than you and I have had the distinct honor of working in some of these machine rooms, especially the ones on Upper Manhattan on the number one, 168, 181st, oh, is it 190th Street, 191st Street? You talk about interesting locations there. You were just surprised that anything would work for so many years in there, between the dust, the carbon, the steel dust, and the tremendous heat that was down there. But somehow that stuff kept on going. You know, the other day we were up in the elevator machine room of the New Yorker Hotel, and it was an amazing place. It was an amazing place. They've got 20-some-odd elevators there, and they have pretty much all the original DC equipment. They've done some upgrades along the way, but it's just amazing to see the way they had that room set up. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, and that's why they work. And, you know, not in the air conditions to keep the equipment cool so they'll keep running. And just to let you have a little bit of knowledge about the equipment we were working on, I don't know, you know the elevators at Clark Street?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, those hoist motors came from the Brooklyn Navy Yard that they were supposed to be going into the USS America when they canceled the contract. And those were Westinghouse hoist motors. And they were, you know, they're humongous. I mean, humongous. It's like 10 feet tall. And with the pedestals and everything else. And they were supposed to be used to the elevator hoisting of the jets. They were supposed to be in the America. When they lost the contract, the PA got the contract. And they just gave them the hoist motors.
All right, Abe. I think Clark Street's been modernized. Do they still have that down there?
That's correct. I was there during the modernization. I inspected them and I put them into service. Their hoist motors were never changed and they will never change them. They're just too big and too expensive to do any work on them. They just change the, if anything goes wrong, they change the field coils if they go bad and anything else like that, but they leave the original hoist motors are there.
Well,
you can be sure if it's a Westinghouse, you see some of these machines that date back to the turn of the century. They really, really built them. Looks like today, nowadays, with the modern equipment, they're so chintzy, you wonder why things fall apart so fast. All right, Abe, let's go down through the list. I think one more time. We're coming up to the top of the hour. See what else the rest of the gang has to say. Let's try to get KC2PUY again. Let's find out if he's still out in the mobile. Come on in.
Looks like he hit the work QTH,
so we'll go down to Marcus again. LTV, Marcus, come on in and join the fun.
So how have I been hitting a repeater tonight? Do I drop out? Any rushing air?
Well, I can only wish to have your signal. That's how clear it is.
Okay, that's good. I did switch microphones. I'm using the bass mic tonight instead of the portable hand mic. Well, I'm glad I caught you guys on the air tonight. It's usually 901, 902 when I remember. And, you know, I get up from a Yankee game or just coming in the house. But glad to catch you guys. And I guess next month we'll be going back to a meeting.
Yeah, we'll sit back and we'll see what day we're going to choose. In September, towards the second week of September, I'm going to be up 2 weeks in, on the St. Lawrence Seaway on the Canadian border. Got all the gang from 40 and 160 meters going up there. By the way, if you're going to get on 40 meters on Labor Day, we're having a special event from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon on 7272.
We call it the Tasmanian Devil Labor Day Special. So if you're doing anything that day, check in and be part of the fun. I'll get you a nice certificate. I print it up.
The certificates, and every year I change them somewhat. Try to give them a new look. This year we've got a sophisticated Tasmanian devil. He's dressed up in a zoot suit like he's one of the mob bosses. Go ahead.
Okay. Unfortunately, I missed you last year. I'm going to try to make that contact this year. I might be away on vacation, but as long as I have my vehicle, I'll have a ham stick inside or something, so I'll give it a shot.
Summer, we'll say goodbye to summer, and you'll never see anyone wave so heartily to get rid of summer. This is just too hot for me this year. Too hot. Sit back and I drool for winter, Marcus. And we'll give it up to Val, KB2VEQ. And Val, remember, if you're not doing anything on September, what is it, 6th, I think it is. 2, 3, 4, 5, September 6th. That's when we're going to have the Tasmanian special. So if you can, hop up there. Go ahead.
Do that. Yeah, I have one of the old ones. I think if it's not the first one, but I know one of the I think it was New Year's or something like that. I was able to hit about three or four of the guys, and I received a certificate. So, looking forward to that, and I guess we're about 6 minutes, 5 minutes before the hour, so I'll make this my final and just say 73-1 and all, and Marcus, you definitely have a very good radio, and you're coming in real strong through the repeater, and I'm hearing you very good over in Bayside, so good luck to everybody, and another week. Hope to join you on the K2RRT, KB2VQ, clear.
All right, Val. Well, again, your signal and audio is nothing to sneeze at either. You've got a great audio and signal coming on my side. It's funny, ICOM got rid of the 746. They got rid of the 756, and they kept the little 718. But very few people know that they also had a 900, 901, or 910, and it was the size of an ICOM 718. And its only purpose in life was 2 meters, 440, 70 meters, you know, 70 cm, all the other frequencies like that. And they even got rid of that one now. So the only way you can get a rig, at least a base rig, with the 2-meter and 440 in it, is you've got to buy that new thing that they came out with, the 9100. It's a replacement for the 746. They've added a few more numbers, and they've added a heck of a lot of dollar signs in front of it, too. So that's another one that we'll look at, and we'll just wave at it at the window, because I'm not getting that one. Val, have a good one. Say hi to the whole family. Give that little puppy a scratch on the head for me. We're clear with Val, and we'll see if we can get Abe in one more time. WB2PQR. Come on in, Abe.
We're still here. We're still here. I think I found out why my radio probably shut off, because it was so hot. The thing is, it's boiling hot. It's like 25 watts out. It's the 3210A. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Works fine. And it works for me. One of these days, I'm going to have to get my antenna out of the house, and that will definitely solve my problem when I put it into low power. But all right, very good. Other than that, I don't have too much to say, and I stick with the old stuff, and the new stuff is nice, but it's just out of my ballpark. In fact, one of these days, what I'm going to do, if it's okay with the net control, I have a couple of radios that I'd like to sell, and if anybody was interested in them, I'll put them up for sale. And what I'm looking to get is a 706. A friend of mine in Virginia. Let me let it drop. A friend of mine in Virginia is going to remote base it. There's a Swedish company that sets that has a little box that gets connected to the control head. Once the control head is on, any place you have an Ethernet cable, you can automatically go to that Virginia antenna farm, and I can get on the low bands, any band I want, without having to go through the hassles of an antenna, which is my problem over here. So that is what I'm going to be looking into. So I will say 73 to Marcus and to Val, and you can do all the finals. I'll be around for a little bit, and then I'm just going to watch some TV and take down an 807. WB2PQR in the group, A2IRT club, WA2AXC.
Dave, you're more than welcome to put anything you want up for sale. If anybody is interested, you know, definitely we'll see if we can get some interest in the rigs over there. And again, I'm using, this thing has got to be almost 20 years old. It's an ICOM, what is it again, 3200A. It was pieced together, it's been working quite nicely. Matter of fact, everything works on it. It's just the fact that it looks like it's probably getting tired. It's a mobile rig, and I have it running here in the base. But I like to have something with a little bit more meat on there, and something a little bit easier to operate. So that's why I was looking forward to getting this ICOM. I may look around. They're still advertising it in R&L magazine, the R&L part. So I should give them a call, find out what they want for the little beastie. If it's anything absorbent, I'll say the heck with it then. All right, Abe, you have a great night, and we'll definitely be here next week. Same time, same frequency. If anyone else wants to say anything now, come on in.
Late check-in.
Late check-in.
Late check-in.
November 2, Victor Queen with a late check-in, just supporting the net, no traffic.
Right, November 2, Victor Queen, well, definitely. If you get here a little earlier, you can join in on the fun there. Name here is Bob, or Broken Old Bottles if you want, and this is the K2 IRT group. So, before we go, anything good happening on your side?
I've just been enjoying the net on Field of Science, and this is the first option.
Well, you're more than welcome anytime to join us when we're on. Again, this is K2 IRT, and we're here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock, and we talk about just about everything and anything. I think the big talk tonight was elevators and escalators, so... Hey, anything that's on the table is fair game, good?
Yeah, you got it. Well, let me focus on the wheel here. I'll return it back to Matt, 10-2-BQQ. Good evening.
You have a great night. And again, if anyone else wants to say anything from the group, come on in.
Good night, Lobby. This is N2LTV.
Marcus, good night to you, the family, and everybody out there. And again, tomorrow they're going to have a little party for Ken at 370 J Street, 8th floor at 12 noon. So if any of the gang wants to stop by and wish Ken a happy retirement, stop by. I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to make a phone call tonight because I was supposed to be at the museum at 11. And I'll just readjust the schedule so I can be at the... at J Street too. So with that, another week has gone by. I'm going to put the brakes on K2IRT for another one. If anyone's interested in information about K2IRT, just check out QRZ, K2IRT on QRZ, and we'll fill you in on contact numbers and a little bit of the history of the Transit Radio Club. That's it from Brooklyn. I'm going to return it back to the repeater owners with my heartfelt thanks and tell everybody have a great night as I QSY up or down to 160 meters, 1871. Nighty-night all. Have a great one.